Hi, this is the second Sam Welding podcast, where I look behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process from the creative spark to the final customer reaction. First of all, thanks for all the feedback and questions after the first podcast. There was a lot of great comments around my little taster song, Never Fall Out With Me. Even a few comments like that can give a writer hope, so thanks. The first podcast took a snapshot of what was going on in early September 2014. But most of the questions I received by email were around getting published in the first place. How did I do it? Do I have an agent, etc.? So I'm going to try and cover that off in the first part of this podcast, at least part of the story, because it's a long story. Then I'll give a few updates on Sam Welding, the launch of my thriller Eden Seed, and my music. Okay, so I'd written my first ever book manuscript and had, of course, used some good friends who taught English and wrote themselves if it was complete junk or not. This is always fraught with danger, so it's important to get hold of some horribly honest individuals who will relish telling you how rubbish your work really is. Surprisingly, I passed, just, and had the permission to send my work out into the world. So, I got hold of a writer's and artist's yearbook and trawled through the pages for advice. And that advice seemed to be, find an agent first and then they will get you a publisher. This was important as publishers would not consider you without an agent. So, somewhat frustrated, I threw 30 chapters of my book into the cupboard for later and sent the first three, first class, to about 10 agents I thought might take a look at my work. I took a massive risk here and broke protocol, as most agents do not want you to send your work to anyone other than them. But since they can take up to 3 months to reply, I thought, no. I calculated it'd be, 63 before I sent off and waited for my rejection letters from the first 80 of those guys. Of course, I got my rejections, but I also got a peppering of advice, which I saved for later. Advice was normally worth taking, so I rewrote the first three chapters quite a few times. But still, no enthusiastic letter demanding to see the rest of the manuscript. Disappointingly, many of the sample chapters didn't even seem to have been opened, let alone read. So I went back to the internet and scan for more advice and more opportunities. The rest of that story in the next podcast. Back to my impending launch of Eden Seed. So much has happened in a week. Alan, my agent cum publisher, has already lined up the Sun newspaper for the launch and I have sent copy off to the Daily Record on my reasons for writing the book in the first place. Between them, those two newspapers have a daily readership of around 500,000. Only the Metro comes close, about 124,000 in Scotland. So well done, Alan. He's also pressed hard for that handy and important BBC interview. And there is now talk of a proper feature, with yours truly playing a track or two on guitar as well. So I'm now officially very scared. Alan has also ramped up the awareness by sending the book off to various film producers. One based here in Glasgow could even appear at the launch. I hope he does. On the night of the launch itself, Keith Charters, an author in his own right and the owner of Strident Publishing, is to chair the event, with Sheila Quigley, a famous Random House author, a writer of books like Run for Home, interviewing me about Eden Seed. The thriller, which I write under a different name, Damien Peck, is gaining momentum and getting that all-important customer awareness. As I said in the last podcast, you can have the best book in the world, but what's the point if no one knows about it? After awareness comes advocacy, and that's often a tougher nut to crack. But it's the one thing that can get you an exponential growth in sales. On the Sam Welding front, I'll be doing three separate children's workshops at the Lanarkshire Encounters Festival next month. Specifically, I'll appear at the New Stevenson Library and the Bells Hill Cultural Centre on the 22nd of October. I've actually been pretty lazy on the music front, but I did get an inquiry about writing a song for the Aberdeen Sports Village. So that could be interesting. I'll fade out again, if that's okay, with another demo for the project in Holland called Do You Wanna Read My Mind? If you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. Yeah, I still haven't really figured out a writing catchphrase yet. So any suggestions by email to samwelding1@gmail.com. You can find me in samwelding@.com or at damienpeck.co.uk. Anyway, bye for now. Wanna read my mind? It's all there for you to see. What becomes of you and me? And all the doors we'll wander through. Step inside and be my guest. Read the signs and take the test of time or not. You decide. Do you wanna read my mind? All the things you thought I was, blowing round and strewn across the sand that foam on the shore. Do you wanna read my mind? All my dreams are gathered there, all my hopes and all my cares are now entwined in yours. I wish you step inside and you will see how much I want you to make me the man I need to be. My mind. Do you wanna read my mind?